You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ninanais mo bang magmaneho sa Australia? Maaari mo bang gamitin ang lisensya mo sa Pilipinas dito? Ano ang mga kinakailangan mong paghandaan kung gusto mong makakuha ng lisensya sa Australia? Ang mga tanong na yan at iba pa ang sasagutin ni Victorian Driving Instructor Noel Tolentino. Hi Noel! Salamat sa pagtanggap sa tawag.
Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning. So may mga tanong lang ako ngayon tungkol sa'yo sa driving. Kasi yung mga listeners natin, yan ang isa sa mga pinaka iniisip nilang issue pagdating nila sa Australia. Ang pinakauna kong tanong, ano ba yung mga rules pagdating sa overseas license? Magagamit ko ba yung lisensya ko sa Pilipinas dito?
Right. Depende sa visa mo. Okay. Now, let's talk about permanent visa first.
Okay, sige.
Right. So, if you are a permanent visa, PR, you can use your Philippine license for 6 months before you convert it to Victorian license. Otherwise, after 6 months, you won't be able to drive using your Philippine license.
Any other visa, like let's say ang estudyante, international student, pwede bang gumamit ng license niya dito?
Ang temporary at saka tourist o estudyante visa, you can use your overseas license. Must be a valid license to drive here. However, it is your parang sugal mo yun kasi hindi mo alam yung ibang rules at saka the way, the attitude dito kung paano mag-drive.
So, pagdating sa mga common mistakes ng mga Pilipino dito, kasi syempre nasanay ka na sa pag-drive sa Pilipinas, ano ba yung mga common na mistakes na ginagawa ng mga Philippine drivers dito?
Kung galing ka, you just landed in Australia, ang unang-una, you're driving on the right side sa Pilipinas. Then, all of a sudden, mapunta ka dito na drive ka sa left side. Ano yung perception mo kung saan ang pasok mo? Baka mamaya makapasok ka. Then sa Pilipinas, usually, walang roundabout sa kwan. So, hindi nila sila sanay doon kung what are you going to do doon sa roundabout. Most of the time, ang kanilang perception kasi o kanilang idea ay give way to the right. Narinig nila doon sa mga kapitbahay o sa kaibigan na give way to the right. There is no such thing as give way to the right except yung mga uncontrolled intersection. Now, still the same, na doon sa roundabout, you still have to look at the right. Minsan kasi ay doon nanggagaling yung mabilis.
Tapos yung issue rin of speed, kasi siguro dahil laging traffic sa Pilipinas, hindi masyadong aware ang mga tao sa speed limits.
Hindi nila tinitingnan yun. Maski dito din, hindi nila tinitingnan ng kanilang speed unless na mapasok sila ng ilang beses. Sometimes you make mistake, it costs you money. So, sa kanila nila binabantayan.
So, ano yung mga kailangang pagdaanan dito para makakuha ka ng lisensya sa Australia?
Alright, okay. Ang Philippines kasi ay hindi kasama doon sa recognized country na mayroong iba bypass yung ibang rules. So, kung galing ka simula noong September 1, 2015, kung kailangan kang mag-drive dito, it has already changed. So, ang change ay you are required to have a learner's permit. You have to go through the practical knowledge test, hazard perception, and practical driving test. Now, you need to be careful sa practical driving test kasi pagka hindi ka pumasa, practical driving test, you will not be able to drive again with your overseas license. So, pagkatapos mong bumagsak doon sa Vic Road, you are not going to take your car back home kasi wala ka ng license. Kailangan immediately kukuha ka ng learner's permit. Now, kung kumuha ka ng learner's permit, you still cannot drive alone.
So parang na-demote ka.
So the best solution is learn first from the people like us who know what the requirements from you to have your driving skill on the standard para pumasa ka. Otherwise, it's not easy to pass.
So, gaano kadaming lessons usually ang kinukuha ng mga tao para lang feeling nila na talagang preparado sila para sa mga examen?
Well, let's start from walang alam. Right? Yung from zero. Okay.
Yes.
And it is young. Let's say an 18 years old na galing sa Pilipinas, okay? Maaaring nakakuha na siya ng license pero wala pa rin siya masyadong alam, okay? Now, ang bata ay at least half of her age. Yun ang kanyang driving lesson hours. Pero requirements yun dito na if you are under 21, you must have to go through yung 120 hours kung learner's permit ka. Pero kung mayroon ka ng license sa Pilipinas, ay your age is 18 years old, half of your age, you can learn that. Now, otherwise, whatever your age is, that would be your driving lesson. Doon sa man sa marunong na, mayroon akong mga naturoan dyan na isang lesson lang. I said, you can pass the test because everything what I, yung mga sinasabi ko ay nasusunod ka agad kasi mahirap sumunod yung hindi mo alam, hindi ka pamilyar.
So aside from driving lessons, ano yung mga pwede mong ibigay na advice para sa mga gustong mag-take ng driving test para lang mas magkaroon sila ng better chances na pumasa?
Yeah, my best advice is take a driving lesson from a professional driving instructor. Okay? Because it is your life and the life of others on the road, other road user. So, kung mayroon kang practical idea how are you going to apply your driving skill here, okay, hindi ka lang mag-rely on doon sa kaibigan o sa kamag-anak na kuan kasi minsan luma na rin yung kanilang rules na intindihan. At the same time, they are doing the same mistake like everybody else. Again, I think the best is you have to learn that perception. How are you going to perceive the road? How are you going to anticipate what the others might do? Don't just go. And your attitude, don't make a decision on top of your anger.
Ah, yes. Totoo yan. You always have to be in control pag nasa kotse ka.
That's right. Because sometimes most people are using the car as their perfection. That is not correct. That is not true.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.